We're pleased to be joined by two people you see every night if you are a discerning television viewer, and I know you are. They're the hosts of 207 throughout the state of Maine on WLBZ-TV in Bangor and WCSH-TV out of Portland. Rob Caldwell, Caroline Cornish, welcome to Downtown.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here, Rich. How's things going?
Well, we're doing great, and we're huge, huge fans of 207 here on the show.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Well, that does make us feel good, because we were a little worried there a moment ago when you mentioned the loser's bracket, and we thought maybe we were in the loser's bracket segment of the show.
No, this is not only the winner's bracket, it's winners who got a first-round bye.
Wow. Buttering us up. We like that.
Well, and we're especially thrilled to have you on up here because the show's been going in Portland for quite some time. But not only do we get to see you up here, but you also freed us of the tyranny of Dr. Phil.
Always welcome to do a public service for you.
How was Dr. Phil working out for you?
Oh, man. I felt bad about myself every night when I would watch him.
Yeah, I always found his advice kind of be helpful. I always do the "How's that working for you?" That's actually how I try to live my life. So
I think that's a pretty good.
I guess I've learned that lesson once.
It's a pretty good life plan right there. Well,
yeah.
The show is great, and I think what makes it great is that clearly you guys are loving what you're doing, and whether it's interviews with an incredible guest list, or whether you're cooking, or whether, as I saw recently, the two of you fencing, you certainly have a good time.
Yes, that pirate segment was I think maybe one of our crowning achievements. We both looked at each other after that. We're like, we were great, and then we watched it back and we went, wow, should we be doing this on television? This might be a little more fun to do than to watch, but we gotten good feedback on it, so that was fun.
Who is it that do you guys come up with the show segments? Obviously, you've got producers who work hard as well, but how does the whole planning and the organizational piece fit together?
We have a staff of about 350 people who work on the show, and so the ideas come from everyone.
I knew it.
It's a ridiculously small staff. Caroline and I, our producer, Christopher Rollins, photographer, Dennis Doyle, and Rob Nesbitt, who does feature stories, and that's it. And Caroline and I are yanked in other directions as well. Caroline anchors the 11 o'clock news every weeknight with Pat Callahan. I do the 5:30 news every weeknight with Cindy Williams. And so basically we look for good ideas wherever we can get them. People pitch ideas to us. We come up with ideas. We figure we need at least 3 good segments a night, 5 nights a week, 52 weeks a year. So you got to feed a lot into the beast to keep it happy.
Absolutely. And now both of you two started here in the Bangor market.
Actually, I didn't.
You weren't up
here? People often think that I'm Kara Matuszewski.
No, I know you're not Kara.
I don't mean that you actually think that I am, but people, I think, got us confused because we started in Portland around the same time. I actually started in White River Junction, Vermont, and then moved to Plattsburgh, New York, before I came over to Portland about 11 years ago.
Wow, so you didn't work in Bangor at all?
I didn't work in Bangor at all, but I love Bangor when I've been up there. I really kind of wish that I worked in Bangor because it's a really, really fun place to be, and I love the waterfront, and I love the people, and I love just how much there is going on in Bangor.
And, Rob, you were here.
When I worked in Bangor, my main contribution, I think, was an economic one, and it came in the form of the small pepperoni pizzas that I ordered from Papa Gambino's on State Street. They cost $1.99, and believe me, they provided me with supper. Well, let's see, I would probably buy 2 a week, eat half, and then have the other half the next night. So that was 4 dinners a week for $4. And without that, I don't know that I would have kept going on my payback then.
That's why they have a picture of you up in there. I thought they were fans of 207. I had no idea. You mentioned Rob Nesbitt, too, and along with, I know Bill Green and I believe somebody else at the station recently honored with Edward R. Murrow Awards.
Yes, Bill Green, his photographer Kirk Cratty, and then Rob Nesbitt as well. And Rob was a piece that he did for 207 about a couple of brothers, that one of them was helping out his brother who had, cystic fibrosis? I'm trying to remember.
It's something else. It's a very obscure disease, and I can't remember now what it is. Aplastic anemia?
That sounds right, yes. And so one brother was making sacrifices for the other brother's health, and they were both just, they're great kids, and Rob just did a really, really nice job writing that piece, and then Bill and Kirk, who's a photographer with Bill also.
And just to plug the connections here, Bill, of course, grew up in Bangor, and Rob grew up in Hodgson, if I'm not mistaken, right outside of Holton.
Wow.
And he got his first job in Bangor.
Well, that's pretty cool right there. Well, now, you've both been there for a while, Rob, longer than Caroline, obviously, but you've had such great stability at the station and other stations in the market and throughout the state. There tends to be a fair amount of turnover, and it's often a training ground for people. Why is it that people are happy to come to News Center and make a life of it here?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. 15 minutes ago, we were taping a segment down in the studio, and it was a band, a jazz band, and the guy said, one of the members said that he had lived in Maine, moved to Florida when he retired, and came back here. And he said, when my wife and I came back, it was all the same people on the news, and we were delighted to see you guys. And you're right, there's a lot of stability. There isn't that much turnover. I think it's two reasons. A, people love Maine. Once you sort of get, you know, once you really develop a love for Maine, then you don't want to go work in, you know, San Antonio or someplace, even though it's bigger and they pay you more money. You don't want to go there and cover murders and car chases 50 weeks a year. And also, it's just, you know, we're lucky to work at a pretty good station. And we, you know, we put on a pretty good product, and people are nice enough to watch. So it all kind of works out.
I also think it's just a really supportive place. I mean, I remember the first time I came here, you always have these stereotypes of news being cutthroat. And I still remember the very first time that I ever fill-in anchored on the noon news, and I finished the very first block and went to the first commercial break. And back when we had the set that you could see the newsroom sort of through a clear screen there in the back, and all of a sudden I hear applause coming from the newsroom, and I turn around, and everyone that was in the newsroom at the time had been watching me, and they were all just being really encouraging, and they gave me a big round of applause for my very first block anchoring the new news at News Center. And I thought, wow, you know, a place like this is where you want to stay. So
clearly the expectations for Caroline were pretty low.
Did she get it? Did she not cry? Okay, let's go.
No.
It was just such a nice thing. And I think just when you're working with nice people, you want to come to work.
Caroline Cornish, Rob Caldwell from 207 with us. That's so much better than my introduction to working in the market as I think I was 17. And they had me, this is how long ago it was, they had me do the weekend news on Channel 5, WABI-TV here. I was 17, I looked 12, no teleprompter, nothing, no visuals, it was lock the camera in place, and I would read to the camera. And my first night on the air, it's a true story, a reporter who I saw not that long ago working for CBS in Miami, a guy named Kent Jarrell, came into the studio just as I was about a minute away from a commercial break, and he stood next to the camera and waved at me. And, of course, I can't react. And then just as I was getting close to going to the break, he pulled down his pants and mooned me. And I was trying not to laugh as I threw it to commercial. And as soon as we got in the break, he said, "Welcome to TV, kid," and walked out of the studio.
A different kind of support, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would much prefer the standing ovation. I want to know what...
You were only 17 when you started on the air?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's remarkable, because the guy who set the standard around here is, again, Bill Green. He started running camera when he was 17, and then I think he actually got on the air a couple of, I don't know, two, 3 years later. But to start on the air in television at 17, that's just about unheard of.
Yeah, well, and it speaks to the desperation of the times, I think.
Clearly you were a prodigy, Rich.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. I have to ask you, who is it who has the great taste in music? Because one of the things that I love about the show is the terrific variety of musical guests that you get.
I think we're lucky because we just get great people that are asking us if they want to be on the show. And we listen to their music, we go, this sounds good. So it's our producer, Krista Rollins, does a lot of the work getting the bands in here, and but we all kind of listen to different music and say, yes, this sounds great, that sounds great. We just had this fantastic New Orleans jazz band that was doing a taping for us just before we came on the air with you, and just a different kind of music we haven't had on recently, anyway, at least since I've been on the show, and it was really fun. And I think we just all enjoy having different music, and people see their friends on the show and say, hey, I want to do this too. We're lucky.
Another thing that works to our advantage is that we will go to any genre musically. We don't really exclude anyone. You know, if you work for a radio station, the radio station has a format, and the radio station plays, you know, contemporary hits or plays classic rock or whatever, and it doesn't stray from that. We will do anything. We just tape with the New Orleans jazz band. Tonight on the show, we have an Irish trio. We do folk, we do classical, we do opera, we do jazz, we do blues, we do everything, and you know, it's not every viewer is going to like it every night, but it's fun. The variety, we think, It keeps everything fresh.
Well, and you may have brokered a special moment for this fall when Motley Crue and Alice Cooper come to Bangor, because I caught that, and it looked like you may have convinced them to invite Stephen King to be part of the show.
You cannot imagine how thrilled I was when Tommy Lee and Alice Cooper just started riffing and picked up on that idea, just sort of a little kernel of an idea that I threw out, and they ran with it and said, yeah, we could have Stephen King up on the stage, and we could have him be the executioner. And I guess in Alice's show, there's already always somebody who cuts someone's head off. And I said, yeah, Stephen King could do that. Those two, they were like a couple of 12-year-olds. They were so excited. It was fantastic.
Well, you get so many great guests. Is there a favorite for each of you? Is there someone that you would say was either the most interesting to talk to, or the one that you were the most excited to have a chance to speak with?
You know, people ask this question a lot, and it's a tough one to answer. You know, there are certain big names that are exciting. You know, we've been lucky enough, we've talked to presidential candidates. We talked to Barack Obama when he was in Bangor, and when he was a candidate. And, you know, things like that are pretty cool. You certainly remember that. But on the other hand, and I'm not just saying this to flatter people, it's often just the regular folks whom we're out doing stories on, whom we remember. There's a lady I did a story on last summer who lives out on one of the islands in Penobscot Bay, and she runs a little gift shop out there in North Haven. And she's in her early 90s and has been running that gift shop since she started it in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And she was just adorable, just the most precious thing. And we were out there, spent the day with her, and it was just one of the best days of my working life. We just had a marvelous time. So when you just meet typical names like that, those are often more fun than the celebrities and the well-known.
That's like, I often find that the celebrities, you get so built up and so nervous about it that when you finally talk to them and you get through the interview and you don't really remember what happened, but then you go out on a story with someone that you're like, okay, this could be kind of fun. And then the next thing you know, you make a personal connection with a random Mainer that you hadn't really considered all that much before, and you realize that there's just so much talent in Maine with people doing things that you don't get to see anywhere else. And that's, I like the discoveries. I like discovering new places, new people that people should know, but they haven't been exposed to because they're not famous yet. So that's my favorite part of doing the show.
Which, well, is not to say, Rich, that we're immune from getting excited about celebrities, because when I saw that, correct me if I'm wrong, Rico Petrocelli is going to be on your show today?
Yeah, well, this is actually, we do a Throwback Thursday segment. This is actually a conversation we did a couple of years ago with Rico.
Okay. Well, anyway, I saw that and I got very excited because, true story, when I was in Little League, I had a Rico Petrocelli glove. and so when I saw, hey, Richie's got Rico Petrocelli, I thought, that's really cool. I was happy. I was excited for you.
That's cool. I had a Dave Winfield glove.
Well, see, this shows that we come from different vintages.
There you go. So who's on?
Wait a minute. What a Red Sox fan like you? What are you doing with a Dave Winfield glove?
Honestly, it was the one that fit my hand. I think I still have it. I got my mom wrote my letters on it really carefully, and my daughter actually is just starting T-ball, and I busted out the old glove, and it's got his signature in the middle. And I think it was just one of those ones where this is the one that I felt like I could catch the ball. And I actually was a Nolan Ryan fan when I was a kid, even though he wasn't on the Red Sox. I just thought he was awesome. So that's what I went for.
Who's on the wish list? Who's somebody that you'd love to get, or maybe is in the works that you could leak to us early?
Well, I'll tell you who's on the wish list. It has been for years. Is Stephen King?
Really?
We've talked to his wife Tabby. We've talked to both of his sons, who are both writers, and we've asked Stephen on several occasions. And we kind of thought that maybe with the Tommy Lee, Alice Cooper thing, that maybe the door would open just a little bit. But we're still hoping.
Maybe this is the interview, Rob. This will be the one.
Well, he owns the station. You would think that would help a little bit here for us.
Does he talk to you? Do you get him on the show?
We had him on once, and I didn't do the interview.
Oh, no.
See, there you go. He doesn't even talk to you.
That's awful.
He doesn't even talk to them, to the employees.
No,
come on.
No, there you go. I can't help you a bit, clearly.
Well, hopefully he's listening. Stephen, we'd love to have you on the show.
There you go. Look, if Alice Cooper and Tommy Lee can't drag him out of the house, I don't know if you two have a shot.
I completely agree. I mean, if you're going to say no to Alice and Tommy Lee, then, you know, we'll forget us. We're going upstairs and doing another cooking segment.
There you go. Well, we absolutely love the show. It's a treat for us to talk with you. Keep up the good work. Thanks so much for making time for us, and we'll be tuned in, as always, tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks an awful lot, Rich. Good talking to you.
That's Rob Caldwell, Caroline Cornish, 207, tonight, 7 o'clock, WDET.